We present William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, dramatized for radio by John Peacock, with Nicholas Grace as Von Bishop, William Hootkins as Temple Smith, Gerard Logan as Felix, James Larkin as Gabriel, and Rachel Atkins as Cass. An Ice Cream War, Episode 3.
Your North Lengths, Vindivet, put up a good fight. So did some of the Kashmir Rifles.
Well, thank goodness. At least someone did.
Hello there.
Who the hell are you? And what the hell do you think you're doing here?
The name's Dobbs, Major Dobbs. Quartermaster General Expeditionary Force. I'm making an inventory of all the stores the British are surrendering. For my records, I've got to make a report, you see.
Quite extraordinary. The man's just calmly walking around in German-occupied territory, making notes.
I'm sorry, Captain Von Bishop, I apologize. Major Dobbs, get off the beach and back to the fleet at once.
Yes, sir.
Where's your flag of truce? By rights, you should be taken prisoner.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir.
And what are those men doing, Wilderbeck?
Oh, look, I'm very sorry. I don't know what they think they're playing at.
Could do with that French talk, and that is, eh? Madam Cadrine Scully!
Hold in charge here!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr.
Hold in charge here!
Sergeant Orford, sir! Royal Northlegs! Evolution Stinko, sir!
I really must protest, Wilderbeck. Yes. If they don't get back to their ships at once, I shall have to order my men to open fire.
What are you doing, Orford? We're washing, sir!
Really, you know, this is war! It's not some kind of sporting event.
Get your men back to the transport ships, Orthorp!
Yes, sir. Certainly, sir.
No!
Yes, sir!
Come up to the hospital, Wilderbeck. You too, Von Bishop. Dr. Depper can have a look in your ear.
What's wrong with your ear?
Well, Captain Von Bishop arrived this morning, missed the battle, but just in time for a 6-inch shell to explode near him.
I got this vine. You know, going on all the time in my ears.
Want to pour some oil down them?
Here you are, Wilderbeck. A list of your wounded prisoners of war. They're all here.
Let me look in your ears, Captain Von Bishop. Yes. I can see nothing.
Captain Cobb. Gabriel Cobb. He's on your list. How is he?
Captain Cobb. Oh, yes. Very bad. Severe bayonet wounds in the lower abdomen. And badly injured leg. In that bed over there.
You see anything, Dr. Depper?
Your ears are full of wax. I can't see anything. Come back tomorrow and I'll clean them out. Maybe I can get a better view. Oh.
About Cobb, Doctor?
Critical, I'm afraid.
Yes?
Morning, Mr. Felix.
Oh, it's you, Sprout.
Soon get that fire lit. Fire blazing in a minute or two, sir. 8 o'clock now. First chapel at 8:30 the hour. If you've a mind, that is.
Oh, God, I failed past moderations in history.
You did indeed, sir. Titting down, as usual.
Thank you, Sprout.
Doesn't seem much better this morning, sir.
Typical March weather.
Oh, no. I wasn't talking about the weather, sir. I was meaning your cold sore, sir. And your lower lip, sir.
I know where it is, Sprout.
Seems to have had some kind of suppurations in the night. Some sort of transparent oozings, I'd say.
Would you, Sprout?
I've got a friend who swears by this lotion, sir. Says he could get it for me cheap, like, round about 2 shillings for a small bottle.
No, thank you, Sprout. No, thank you.
The Oxford magazine's arrived, sir.
Just put it down, will you?
Bad week, sir. Harold Albert Talbert, exhibitioner of the college. Nice chap, quick, thoughtful sort of person. Died of wounds at a place called Neuve Chapelle. Lord! Lord, here's another. Thomas Percy Groby. Rode in the first eight in 1904, if I'm not mistaken. Got a fourth in Literoy Humaniores. Well, sir, if that'll be all...
Yes, Sprout, that will be all.
Hello, Felix. On the table. What do you think?
After Strindberg, whither the English stayed. Jolly good, Philip.
Oh, thank God for the vac. I can't wait to get back to London. I'm worried about Enid. I think she might be having an affair with this artist she's posing for. In the nude, you can see it would be difficult to fight off any advances. Doesn't she mind? What?
About, you know, taking her clothes off in front of a complete stranger. I can't imagine how an artist could simply stand there calmly painting while a naked woman poses 6 feet away.
She gets paid for it, Felix. It's her job.
I know, but I still can't
see... My dear Felix, not everyone is as frustrated as you.
Are you sure about that?
No, perhaps not.
It's a point, though. It's almost the done thing for an artist to have an affair with his model.
Oh,
yes, talking about artists, I got a note from Sis.
From Amy?
Yes. She's having an exhibition at her art school and she's giving a little party at her flat and then on at a club. Why didn't you come along? 29th of March, come and stay.
Thank you, Philip, I'd love to. I'll have to go to Stackpole first.
Hello, Felix. I had to go into Seven Oaks, your mother asked me to collect you. I do hope you haven't been waiting long. Oh, I can see from the cigarette butts you have.
Don't worry. Leave the trunk here, I can pop back down to the station and pick it up later. Good Lord, what did I say?
Oh, it's silly me. You're just reminding me of Gabriel, then. Something you said. It was when we were in Trouville. Oh, I'm sorry. I just can't help it. It happens all the time. People think I'm an awful noodle.
Has there been any news about Gabriel?
No. We don't know where he is. But all his things have been sent back. They arrived last week. There's a letter for you. I've got everything at the cottage. Would you like to come down and have tea later? I wanted to ask you something. About Gabriel.
Of course. About half four? Hello, Father. Good to see you. You're looking well.
I know your type. I suppose you think this is some kind of health spa.
What on earth is he on about? Is he all right, Mother?
He's been terribly upset, my darling, about poor Gabriel. I think it's to do with the nature of the wounds, you know. The bayonets seem to bother him awfully. Says he dreams about it, can't get it out of his mind. Anyway, here we are, home again. Sit down, darling. Now tell me, are you well? What's that dreadful sore? You look a bit pale, darling. Promise me you're eating properly. Clothes, a pillow, a thermos flask. He left all these on board his troop ship. I've not got anything he actually had with him when...
No, I see.
Do sit down. Have a look at these letters, Felix. I don't mind. One of them is addressed to you. They were all loose sheets. None have been posted.
Dear Felix, we are on our way. Do you remember our talk about the European war? I never thought I would be fighting on the Dark Continent. I've been at sea for weeks. We had to sit 16 days in harbour before the convoy sailed. Life on a troop ship is extremely boring, but I have become quite an expert at deck quoits. I was sorry to hear that your eyesight let you down with the OTC. Never mind. Keep trying. Old Gabe wasn't exactly the world's greatest letter writer, was he?
Who were these? They're all the same. My darling Caris, our ship is still in Bombay Harbour. Sorry not to have written before, but if... Darling, how I miss you. This war... My darling Carissimus, I do hope... The greeting, the beginning of a line, then blank. Not one of them finished. What do you think it means? I wrote to him every day. I never had a single letter in reply.
You know, Gabriel, He probably couldn't express himself. He may have been terribly busy. You just can't tell.
But he wrote to you. Your father had a letter. Sammy Hinchel got a postcard from Bombay.
Why couldn't he write to me?
Well, he wanted to, clearly. At least he started to write. He probably wasn't sure of... Oh, there. Gabriel wasn't the most articulate of people. He'd probably never given thought as to how to express his feelings.
I'm sorry. I'd sworn I wouldn't cry. Oh, thank you, Felix.
Oh, nothing.
You're right about Gabriel. That's what I thought too, but you know how it is. You need to hear it from someone else.
Yes, quite.
He was extremely fond of you. Is extremely fond of you.
I'd better be getting back.
I'll see you tomorrow, probably. I'm always over for luncheon. Well, thanks again, Felix. I've been so miserable, you know. I feel a bit better tonight.
I wonder what it must have been like for Gabriel. A bayonet. Bayonet wounds in the abdomen.
Hello there.
Sir?
I remember you. You're Searle's boy.
That's right, sir.
What's he doing?
Feeding the carp, sir.
Ah, some big ones there, eh?
That's right, sir.
How's your dad?
Oh, my dad's dead, sir.
Sir?
Yes, sir.
What happened?
Don't rightly know, sir. Killed in the war, for king and country, my mam says. In France, like. Better be off, sir.
Yes.
Hello? Just been fed, have they?
Yes.
Gabe and I used to do that. He told me all about Vitellius, the marble bust over there. That's him. Not much of a day.
Where's the spring? That's what I want to know.
Did you know Searle was dead?
Searle? Who's Searle?
The gardener. Chauffeur at your wedding. Used to live in your cottage.
Oh, yes. About a month ago, I think. Arras. No, April, wasn't it?
Why in God's name wasn't I told? He was a friend of mine.
Felix.
Sorry. I've just found out. It's come as a shock. I'm sorry. Mother should have told me. But I expect she had a lot on her mind. Poor old Searle. God, he was excited about going. Is it all right if I smoke?
Yes.
Oh, God. Philip's right.
Philip?
Philip Holland, he's a friend. You remember, I stayed with him last summer.
Oh, you were at school together?
Yes. I shall be seeing him soon, I'm glad to say. He's asked me up to London.
Oh.
Is there something wrong?
Didn't your mother write to you? No, she couldn't have. It's my birthday on the 29th. She's having a dinner party for me, perhaps a little dance. We were expecting you'd be there. I think a lot of the family are coming. Well, couldn't you postpone your visit to your friend just until after the party? We thought that you could act as my partner, Gabriel not being...
I'm so sorry, but I can't. I'm afraid it's impossible for me to change my plans. Which is Amory's flat?
Two up above the grocer's.
Ah, here we are.
Just a second, Philip.
Yeah.
Over here, in the light. What does my cold sore look like? It doesn't look too bad, does it? Not too obvious.
Oh, hardly see it.
What, because of the light, or because...
Philip, la petite frère has arrived. Chianti or punch?
Oh, Chianti, please.
Right, Chianti.
Hey, Amory.
Philip, darling.
Amory.
Hello, who are you? Have you come with Philip?
Yes, Amory, I...
Philip, I think it's most rude of you not to introduce your friends. Oh, do leave Philip alone, Pav.
This is Felix Cobb. But you've met him, Amory. And Felix, this is Pavlensky something or other. The great artist. We all call him Pav.
You have this splendid throat. I am liking it.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, look, there's Enid. Come and meet her, Felix.
Sick. Feeling better?
Yeah.
Why don't you go and sit by Amory?
have disappeared.
Will you smoke, Amory?
All right.
This has been a marvellous evening.
Can you see who Pav is dancing with?
You have a charming pied-à-terre.
What?
Your flat. Charming. I've been looking forward to this evening for a long time.
Honestly, where can that man have got to?
Oh, Amory.
What are you doing?
Amory, darling.
Oh, for God's sake. You silly, boring little boy.
Amory.
Bloody hell. Now what?
Felix! Oh, gracious! I practically died of shock. What on earth are you doing?
I've just walked from the station.
Come in.
Caught the milk train.
Ooh. London, not all you expected.
You could put it that way.
Have some tea. You look miserable.
If you don't mind, I'll take my shoes off. They're sopping.
Go ahead.
How was your party? I wish I'd stayed.
It was all right. I couldn't sleep. Which is why I'm still dressed, if you're wondering. I went for a walk down by the pond. Gabe and my favourite place.
Who was at the party?
The Hyams, some people from around and about, and Sammy Hinshelwood.
Oh. How was Sammy?
That's why I couldn't sleep. Sammy was... How shall I put it? I think the kindest way would be over gallant.
Good Lord, Sammy Hinshelwood. I mean, he was Gabriel's best man.
He had a bit too much to drink. I think he just meant to be comforting. Anyway, no harm done. He apologised, said he was fearfully sorry.
Sammy Hinshelwood. Who would have thought it?
Did you cut yourself?
What?
Your face.
It's not a cut, it's that cold sore, you know. I've had it for months. Can't seem to get it to go away.
You stay here. I've got just the thing for it upstairs. TCP. You'll see. It'll be gone in no time.
Thank you. Don't think of that sort of thing, Felix. Gabriel. Remember Gabriel. 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 Gabriel.
Here we are.
Your crutches, Mr. Cobb.
Thank you, Dr. Debbie. Dankeschön.
Excellent. An accent of first-class quality.
Gosh. Still a bit rocky.
It's not astonishing. You are very weak yet.
You speak English?
Frau von Bishop is a linguist too. You must not overdo things at first. Because you have been moved to Nanda does not mean you are well. Here, Frau von Bishop and I can look after all our prisoners. Little by little, that's how we do it. Tomorrow, one step. The next day, two, and so on. Frau von Bishop will look after you.
Excuse me. Entschuldigung.
Yes?
Wasser. Kann ich Wasser haben? Bitte.
Of course.
How come you speak such good English?
Mein husband's father was English. He lived in Leamington Spa, near Stratford-on-Avon. Have you been there?
No. Can't say I have. Where's your husband now?
Erich, he's fighting.
Against Germans?
No, no. He's a German now for many years. He's fighting against you.
Oh. Perhaps you could teach me German.
Why do you want to learn German?
Well, I might as well make some use of all this. Get something out of it, at least.
Phew, it's so hot, Felix. Beastly hot.
Do you think it's as hot as this in Africa?
Paris, I have to say, I can't...
Felix, really?
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I know it's disgraceful. Please forgive me. I couldn't help myself.
Well, let's forget it. All about it. Too much sun. Too much in the sun. Driving you mad. Let's feed the carp. Look at those fish. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely to be a fish today? All cool and wet at the bottom of the pond. Swimming about without a care in the world.
Get him in now, will you, Major?
Yes, sir. Campbell Smith, Brigadier General, see you now.
Ah, Smith, isn't it? Want benefit of your local knowledge, expertise, what have you. Take a gander at the map. Now, here we are, Voy. Broadly, it's to go something like this. We attack south and north of Killy Watsit, meet up on the other side, then trundle down the northern railway to Tangar, pushing the Germans in front of us. That should just about do it. Now, General Stuart with the 1st Division is taking the northern attack, while we want to move through the pass behind Tevita. A splash or touch more of that, would you, Major? Now, Colonel Ewell of the KAR told me you'd farmed round Tevita. He thought it might be useful if we get through the Usambara Hills a bit further down. He seemed to think we could cut through from Lake Jipe to Carhay directly. What do you say? Oh, well, thanks.
Can't be done, sir.
No?
On this area here, sir, there are several small hills. There's Salaita in front of Tevita. Behind the town, the road goes behind two hills called Latema and Riata. They command the ground completely. It would be very hard to move people off those hills.
Now, are you sure? Are you expecting any problems there, Charles? What do our people say?
I doubt it very much. Remember, we've got Stuart and the 1st Division coming down behind Kilimanjaro. They won't want to make a stand at Latema Reata. No, we're pretty sure that they'll pull back down the railway to Tanga.
Well, Smith, looks like you're wrong. Thanks, anyway.
Yes, sir.
By the way, curious accent you've got. Where are you from? Devon? Cornwall?
No, sir, I'm from New York City, United States of America.
Oh, I see. Smith. Seems an unusual name for an American. Long way from home, eh?
No, sir. My home's there.
Yes? Well, right you are. Well, jolly good to have you chaps alongside us. Good luck.
Smith! Oh, no. I say, come and have a look!
Weech Browning.
Over here! Do you know Flying Officer Drews? He's going to fly me over to Salaita, see what Jerry's up to. Good idea, yes?
Yes. Say, could you fly over to Smithville? It's not far.
Oh,
you could...
Sorry, old boy. Fuel problems. That's right, Drews, isn't it?
That's right.
But I tell you what, I'll have a squint through the old binoc, see if the place is still standing, eh? Amazing machines. Wonderful sensation when you're up in the sky. Feel like a god. You should try it, Smith.
Oh, you've been up before?
Who, me? No, no. First time for everything. Hey, Drews? No, I read about it in some magazine.
All aboard, Skylark.
Did you see Mulberry?
Who?
The district commissioner.
Oh, yes.
Jolly good. He seemed in a bit of a wax about this customs duty coffee plant business. I had to hand the whole affair over to him. Toodaloo, off now.
Too hot. It's too hot today. They'll never get up.
What?
I said it's too hot. See? See, she's coming down. I told you, they should have waited till this evening.
Oh my Christ! The galley! The galley, get it up!
Browning! Wait, Browning! Good God, Smith. That was hairy. Forgot about the Dan Gully. Thought we'd made it.
Are you all right?
No bones broken. Bit wobbly, though. Drew's kept shouting something about it being too hot. How is he, anyway?
He's dead.
Oh. Oh, dear. I am sorry. Great shame. What is it about us, Smith? Every time you and I get near a machine, it seems some poor so-and-so dies.
I know, Felix. Tomorrow, let's go for a walk and a picnic. The last one before you go back to Oxford.
Oh. But I might not be able to control myself.
You shall only go if you promise to behave.
I swear. Anyway, I must be off. I meant to bring these blankets from Mother for your Belgian deer. To horse. Farewell, sweet maiden.
Fare thee well, gentle knight.
Eh, gad, the night is wondrous wild.
Ah, me.
But we shall meet again tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Felix, you must stop. You mustn't do that.
I know. I should stop. It doesn't seem to make any difference. Somehow, because it's Gabriel, it seems to make it all right. Does that make any sense?
But you must stop. Don't you see? You have to. You've got to.
But
because of Gabriel.
Is the bath ready, Kimmy?
What's ready, Alexa?
It's poor, Kimmy. There's the soap.
No soap left?
I'll bring some from the hospital tomorrow. Go on, more water.
Shall I close the curtains, Alexa?
That's not necessary. Kimmy.
In episode 3 of William Boyd's An Ice Cream War, which was dramatized for radio by John Peacock, Eric von Bishop was Nicholas Grace and Liesel Daniel Allen. Temple Smith was William Hootkins, Teague, James Taylor, Hammerstein, Philip Anthony, Bilderbeck, Gareth Armstrong, and Weech Browning, Nicholas Bolton. Mrs. Cobb was Diana Hoddenott, Major Cobb, Colin Pinney, Gabriel, James Larkin, Felix, Gerard Logan, Karras, Rachel Atkins, Amory, Vivian Rochester, and Holland, Lyndon Gregory. William Boyd's An Ice Cream War was directed by Owen O'Callaghan.